I'm Mary Angish, and you're Charlie Nardozzi. Hello there.
Hello, Mary.
Colder temperatures finally arrived, along with even a little bit of mountain snow, but still, some floral survivors out there. What sorts of late fall blooms can we still see? And then also plan to plant next year? Like, if we like the looks of them, what are some good ideas?
Well, I've got two that I really like, and they were been flowering right up until this latest freeze, and they might have actually survived some of it. I'm not quite sure yet. And though two of them, one's a native, one is an import. The first one is called Stokesia. Stokesia is a native perennial. It's a beautiful plant. Both of these are hardy to zone 5. So you're thinking more the valley areas, Champlain Valley, lower Connecticut River Valley for growing these. Stokesia is a native in the daisy family. It has a beautiful, almost like a lavender blue colored flower that's pretty big, much bigger than an aster, for example. And the one I have is a variety that I love the name of it, Riptide.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's a beautiful full flower to it. It grows up 1 to 2 feet tall. And wide, it's an evergreen, which is kind of nice. And because it's a native, it's a great pollinator plant, too. And it's good for wet areas as well as along ponds and streams, as well as just in a regular garden. The nice thing about this plant is that it grows up and it starts flowering. July, August is when it starts flowering for me, and it's been flowering right into October, which is really nice. Another one that's kind of like that is called the Montauk Daisy. Now, it's called the Montauk Daisy because it's from Japan originally. It was brought over many years ago to Long Island to be grown there, and then it escaped into the wild. So if you go to Montauk in this time of year, you'll see all these daisies flowering all over the place. That's the Montauk Daisy. It looks like a Shasta Daisy, again, hardy to zone 5, and it also is one that blooms late. So it starts in August, and it'll bloom right up until the frost. Nice, big, bushy plant that gets up a couple feet tall and wide. Lots of flowers on them. It just keeps blooming and blooming its little head off, used as a cut flower too. It's really nice that way. And both of these are deer and rabbit proof, which is another nice thing about them. So if you're looking for some late summer, early fall flowering colors with some perennials, Stokesia and Montauk daisies are good choices.
Question time. This one's coming in from Eric in Brookfield. Eric says, I have a small grub or a caterpillar larva that's white with a black head. It's burrowing into a few of my winter squash. He writes, I've cut them out, but I destroyed them rather than taking a picture of them first. Sorry about that. Any ideas as to what this might be that's bugging Eric's squash?
Well, Eric, I think you have the squash vine borer, and it's unusual that they go after the actual fruit because usually they lay their eggs around the base of the plant, and it's in the early summer where they'll tunnel into the stems. But if they lay the eggs a little bit later, they have been shown, they have been seen to go into the fruit. And your description of them is exactly the vine borer caterpillar, white caterpillar with a black head. So obviously the things to do for next year would be to plant varieties or types of winter squash that the squash vine borer doesn't like, the moth that looks kind of like a little wasp with red and orange markings on it. So those won't lay their eggs on your plant. So butternut squash, for example, is a good one. They don't seem to like that. They love Hubbard squash. They'll go after delicata and some of the other ones too. Some of the other things you can try next year to prevent them from getting involved with your squash plants is to have a yellow bowl with some soapy water in it and place it around the plants late June. That's when that moth is flying looking to lay eggs, and often it's attracted to the color yellow. It'll land in the water and then it'll die. That's one thing you can do. You can cover your plants with a floating row cover up until flowering, and that will prevent them from laying eggs early. Or you can just plant your winter squash a little bit later, like in early July, and let it grow out through the season. And that way you're missing that life cycle stage where the caterpillar will form.
All right, great tips there. This next question from Heather. Heather writes, I'm wondering if my lavender in the ground will come back in the spring. My thyme comes back, so I'm hoping it's the same with lavender.
Yes, lavender can come back, especially if you protect it. So, Heather, the thing to do would be wait till late November or so and bury it with some wood chips, not bark mulch or sawdust, but wood chips, because that's big and chunky and there's a lot of airflow through it. And you don't have to bury the whole plant, just the bottom of it, so you can protect that crown. And then in the spring, remove the wood chips from it and cut it back heavily, because it can get really woody, and that will actually stimulate more of the shoots to come up, and you get more flowers and beautiful leaves.
All right, questions, send them to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.